الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani channel, today we will learn few accounts regarding the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from this mortal world. When sickness eventually began, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam alerted his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha of his demise without using the word probably, because at the time of Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had given the clue of his departure from this mortal world, but he had used word probably. But in this account, what we are learning, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not use even the word probably, and he alerted Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Bukhari Sharif narrates that in his sickness of death, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called for Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and whispered something to her which made her cry. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then whispered something a second time that caused her to become happy and smile. When the blessed wives asked about this, she replied, first, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told me that she was going to pass away in this sickness, which brought me to tears. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told me that I'll be the first from his family to follow him in death, and this caused me to smile. Historians are divided regarding the exact time of the beginning of the sickness. Nevertheless, on the 20th or 22nd night of Safar, 11 after Hijri, this happened. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam led all salah in Masjid Nabawi, Zadaha Allahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, for as long as he alayhi salatu wassalam had the strength to do so, and appointed Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an afdalul bashar ba'da al-anbiya, imam afterwards. Dear respected viewers, from this account we learn that the best option amongst the people present is given imamat, and he is given the musalla of imamat. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam selected Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an for this. So this tells us that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an is afdalul bashar ba'd al-anbiya. That was the reason Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam appointed him to lead salah. During this period, the companion led a total of 17 salah. So just after midday, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's breathing became heavy, his lips suddenly moved, and the following was heard from him, meaning salah and take care of those in your custody. Then without notice, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam eventually lifted his hand to the sky, pointing his finger, and said three times, "Now I desire none but only the Rafiq Ala." With his head falling back, and his eyes wide open, staring at the roof, these were the last words on Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed tongue when his soul traveled to meet its creator. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.